Grace and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're here each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm again here with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. What an exciting week we have coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And, of course, remember to download the Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android device. And the app does so many things. We've actually been getting so many compliments on it. You can, touch of a button, get all the Florida laws governing associations for condos, HOAs, co-ops, and this is going to come in handy when it's time to do your election, which we've been spending so much time talking about. We'll even follow that up today with some more election talk. You can listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly. You can see who our sponsors are. Go directly to the website for our law firm, Glazer & Associates PA. You can find out more about us instantly. Send us your questions and comments. Even when we're on the air, you can read all of our prior newsletters. And Scott, how many years are we doing those newsletters now?
Oh, well, you've been doing the newsletters for, I'd say, 15 years.
15
right?
years. It's almost like a little library we got going on so many different types of association law topics. Great resource. Of course, you can register for all of our seminars, read all of our blog articles, and again, it's all on one Condo Craze and HOAs app on your iPhone or Android device. Just do a search for the words Condo Craze, and it'll pop right up in the app section. Very quick and simple to download. And of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4 Condo Craze. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. And, of course, since we're at the start of a busy, busy election season in our community associations all across the state, last week we devoted almost the entire show to suggestions and tips about making your election run smoothly. And this year, of course, we hope that your election goes off without a hitch and that your association doesn't wind up litigating whether or not the election was done properly, because that sometimes happens.
Well, does it happen often that associations and their unit owners wind up in court fighting about whether or not the election was done properly?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, actually, these disputes are all too common in community associations, but the law is clear. These types of election disputes cannot go straight to the courthouse. They need to be arbitrated first by the arbitrators up in Tallahassee, by the DBPR. We talk about them all the time. And that's actually true for both condos and HOAs. You don't have the regular arbitration for HOAs, but for election disputes, they have to go to arbitration.
Absolutely,
first.
Yeah. Election and recalls, they have to start out in arbitration, not court. You know, so Scott's right. While we say that the Department of Business and Professional Regulation has absolutely no control over HOAs, it's not entirely true, because when it comes to the, like Scott was saying, the election process or the recall process, it's the DBPR arbitrators who decide these election disputes, even for homeowners associations across the state of Florida.
If a unit owner believes that an election was done incorrectly or was fraudulent, and they want to file an arbitration action against the association, is there some sort of time limit for them?
Yeah, I think there is. What, about 60 days,
yeah,
right,
correct.
Eric?
Correct. Yeah, and it's actually new in the statute, maybe a year or two old.
Well, we get calls here all the time where owners make accusations of election fraud and other wrongdoing in the election process. But do you guys believe that the system works well, or is it rife with fraud, as some suggest?
Well, we do get those kinds of calls, and certainly we hear about it at our seminars, that they don't trust the election process. But at least in the condo setting, I believe the election system does work pretty well. And that doesn't mean, however, that the election system is always perfect and it's always fraud-free. And in fact, I can tell you that about 10 years ago, maybe even a little more, I represented a group of unit owners who really wanted desperately to get on the board of a Miami condo. And however, believe it or not, you know, mysteriously, they were the only ones who weren't mailed notices of the election by the management company. So we filed an arbitration case, and we actually wound up having a full-blown arbitration trial. I remember it was at the right outside the pool at this condominium in Hialeah. And everybody testified who knew everything about this case. And I can tell you that the arbitrator in that case, believe it or not, entered a final order.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an order that anybody can pull up on the internet that said, actually says, you know, the management company obviously didn't send the required mailings to my client, and it was done deliberately. The management association actually participated deliberately in preventing my clients from running for the board of directors. And the arbitrator entered an order that really made it clear that the management company threw the election. They just simply threw it, period. And while this was going on, believe it or not, violence started to get directed at my clients, including one of them having their car actually blown up and set on fire.
Whoa.
At the condo. So, yeah, these things do happen. And to make matters worse...
But that definitely is the exception.
Oh, of course
to
it's
the rule.
Exception. 100%. No two ways about it. Yeah. But to make matters worse, even after that condo lost the case, the condo still ignored the arbitrator's order. So then I had to go into the Dade County Circuit Court. And if you want to talk about winding up with the right judge, the luck of the draw, we wound up with Judge Ron Friedman in Dade County, and he not only immediately removed all the directors, but he removed the lawyer too for the association, and he put a receiver in place of that board of directors. So, as you, I agree, Scott. You know, yes. While I think election fraud is rare, sometimes shenanigans and crazy stories actually do happen, and I lived a crazy one, I can tell you that.
No, I mean, you know what I think is more common than election fraud, even though it does happen, is just mistakes. People don't know what
100%
they're doing.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, people think that's fraud, but in reality, it's just people
it's
that just are, you know.
Just a mistake. Exactly. Of course.
But, yeah, there are definitely situations where people are intentionally doing stuff. I mean, it happens in every industry. Why wouldn't it happen in the regulation of condos? So, of course, there's going to always be election disputes between, you know, also associations and the developer when those things start out. Sometimes the developer doesn't allow the board to elect a majority when he's required to, or he or she or it is required to. I mean, this happens a lot, you know, obviously when condos are new or newly converted. And we had a case actually in Dade County. What was it now, Eric?
Yeah,
I think a few years ago.
Yeah.
Where a mixed condominium was controlled by the largest unit owner. And the law changed and it required that a mixed-use condominium's residential owners get to elect a majority of the board's directors. And when the commercial unit owners refused to let that happen, we had to get a court order requiring it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's another way that these types of disputes could wind up in court, where the developer simply won't turn over control to actually have a new election. And I even had another case in Aventura where people didn't know they were being videotaped.
Ooh.
And this was awesome, yeah. And many were caught actually handing over their ballot for someone else to fill out and sign. I think I remember people were standing on the catwalks with video cameras filming other people walking around the building. And there it was, as clear as day, other people handing over their ballots. You watch the other person who it was handed to fill it out, sign the exterior of the ballot. And yeah, then that election, needless to say, was obviously put on the back burner and made to be done all
Which
over
was
again.
Just so stupid, because they just should have said, told the people who to vote for, and that would have been completely
right,
legal.
Exactly, and it would have been completely legal. That's exactly right. Sometimes you don't have to go through all that fraud. You just have to be persuasive or do it the right way.
Exactly.
Of course. But each year also, there's so many cases, as Scott was saying, that are just errors. For example, there's cases that are filed where just challenging the timing of the mailings, or the fact that a name was left off the ballot, or there was an error with the way the ballots were counted, you know, and other things. But even though there are, you know, lots of cases, it doesn't necessarily equate to deliberate fraud, again, as Scott was saying. Sometimes it's just because the election wasn't done right. And sometimes, dare I say it, it's because the association didn't listen to their lawyer or didn't get their lawyer's advice before going through the process of preparing all mm-hmm. the documents and putting them in the mail. And I'll tell you, I'll just come out and say it to a lot of associations respectfully, do not be penny wise and pound foolish. If you're concerned you're not doing the election properly, get the advice of counsel first before you put those documents in the mail. And if you think it's expensive to ask a lawyer to review your election package, wait till you see how much it costs to hire a lawyer to defend the way the association handled the election if the association gets sued for failing to do it correctly, believe me. So before we go to a break, how about we take a call from Boynton Beach? I think it's Cy. How are you, Cy?
Fine, thank you, sir. How are you today?
Okay, how can we help you?
Well, it's election time, as you're aware, and we have one open seat in our community because the member of the board has put her home up for sale and is moving.
Okay.
And we had meet the candidates the other night, and everything went as it should go. The following morning, we received a message from the board that the candidate that's home, or the board member whose home is up for sale and she's moving, has decided to be a write-in candidate. 35 to 40% of the community has already voted by sending in their votes via by the mail.
Well, let me ask you this: this is in an HOA.
Not
a condo. Okay, gotcha.
HOA. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And my question is: now the board says, well, whoever sent in their votes can come and get it back to change it if you desire.
Yeah, no, I don't see it that way, and I think arbitration cases are pretty clear on that issue. Once those ballots are cast, they can never be given back for any reason whatsoever. And I haven't seen your documents, so I don't know if the process was flawed from the get-go, but the answer I can tell you is not you get your votes back. That's not the answer. Under any circumstance, I can't see that being the right answer.
Well, the official vote hasn't taken place yet, though.
Right, but people have already cast their votes.
That's
and
correct.
Now you're asking them to go through a whole new system.
Right, yeah. And 35 to 40% of the community has mailed it in, voted, did what they wanted to, and it is. And you're saying that they cannot ask for that back.
That's not the way to do it, right? In other words, if it was done incorrectly, perhaps, then you start the process from scratch. You don't say, if you mailed it in, by the way, it's wrong, come back, come in and pick it up. That's not the answer. You never give back the votes that people cast. If it was done wrong, then you do it correctly with a brand new election. But you don't give back people the envelopes that they already submitted. That's the wrong way
so
to do it.
The person who wants to be the write-in now has to be... she just has to be up there, meet the candidates all over again.
I don't know. I got to take a look at your documents order to give you an opinion because I can't just say that that's the right way to do it either.
Yeah, I mean, but if it's, you know, if it's just like a common declaration, which we don't know if it is or it isn't, but if it's just a pretty common declaration and bylaws that you have that says, you know, like an association must be a member, a director must be a member or something like that, and there's a vacancy, the board will just appoint the new person.
Right. I mean, did she ever step down from the board? Do you know if she was
Ever,
there? Did this person
step down from the board?
Yeah. In other words, if this person did in fact step down from the board, then Scott's right. It's simply a vacancy, and the board can fill that vacancy without an entire vote of the community.
She never stepped down from the board. Absolutely not.
I got
it. It became vacant because she decided to sell a home and move, and it is definitely in the process right now.
I gotcha. Yeah. So it seems to me they should have waited until she actually stepped down and then gone through the process of filling that vacancy, not before she steps down, start some crazy new election. But, Cy, we got to go to a commercial break. John from Boca, we see you on the phone. Let's take our first break of the hour, but let's hear it, listeners. Do any of you guys have any crazy election horror stories that you guys want to share today? And, of course, if you have any questions about elections, just give us a ring. We want to know about them right here in the studio. We're at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your associations, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm here with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Again, I'm Karen Curtis. The number to call, we're talking about elections at your condos and HOAs, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, and have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, I see the phones are going nuts, so, but everybody just hang in there for a minute because I obviously want to remind everybody that I'm leaving tomorrow because our big giant event in Orlando is only 3 days away.
Yeah, shouldn't you be there by now?
Yeah, we're on our way tomorrow, Karen, I promise. And remember, everybody, a board member this time of year, we keep talking about the elections, and a board member must be certified 1 year before getting elected or appointed to the board, or within 90 days of actually getting elected or appointed to the board. And if you don't, you are removed from the board. And one way of getting certified is by taking our popular Condo Craze and HOA's board member certification course that has now certified well over 8,000 people all across the state.
And for free.
Yes, so absolutely.
What is the schedule this year?
It keeps growing. Literally, our schedule keeps growing. But yes, we will be all over the state. And like I said, here we go. Starting 3 days from now, we put together an event in Central Florida that by all accounts looks that it is going to be fantastic and a lot of fun. Breakfast starts, it's January 14th, this Wednesday again, at the Orange County Convention Center. Breakfast starts bright and early, 7 o'clock in the morning, again at the Convention Center in Orlando, January 14th. We're going to do our board certification seminar bright and early at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to follow it up by doing our radio show live in front of a studio audience at 11:30. And we're not just going to be doing it with sound, we're going to be doing it with video because it's going to be broadcast live on 850's website with a live video feed. So everybody everywhere won't just be able to hear us, they're going to be able to see us. And the website is www.850wftl.com. And really can't wait to meet everybody. There's going to be vendors from all over the state showing you products and services that are going to benefit your community. There's going to be educational courses. The DBPR is even teaching one. The Orange County Property Appraiser is going to be teaching a course as well. Free breakfast, free lunch, free parking for the first 500 cars. We're going to have a main stage with a DJ, and DJ Rodney is going to be interviewing people, playing music. Our sponsors are going to be giving away prizes and answering community association questions, and the place is really going to have a party atmosphere. Hundreds of you have already registered, so it's going to be packed, and the idea is to really make this a lot of fun and truly something different. So if you want to see more about this particular event, the website is up. Just go to expo.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, expo.condocrazeandhoas.com. And that's, again, our Central Florida event. When that's done, exactly about a month later, it's time to prepare for an event back here in South Florida, and that's February 21st at 8 o'clock in the morning at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Again, February 21st back here in Hollywood. Then we move to Florida's West Coast in Bonita Springs on March 21st at the beautiful Hyatt Resort at 8 o'clock in the morning. We've just been asked to do Palm Beach County. We certainly didn't forget about you, and that's going to be March 25th at the Palm Beach County Convention Center. This event is actually the Palm Beach County Condo and HOA Expo, hosted by the great folks who put that event together. That's L&L, and they were kind enough to ask me to teach at their show, and I'm honored, and yes, I will be there again March 25th, Palm Beach County. And they just asked us also to do their show in Dade County, and that's going to be on April 22nd, this time at the Miami Beach Convention Center at the South Florida Condo and HOA Expo. So, you know, I'm rambling here because we're going to really be all over the place. There are a lot of events coming up that we're going to be teaching at. We really look forward, actually, to meeting everybody.
So we have Central Florida, Broward, Florida's West Coast, Palm Beach County and Dade County all covered. So does everyone register, or how does everyone register for all those events?
Yeah, two ways to register for the events, Karen. First, you can visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, or again, just download our app and just click on the Register for Our Seminars tab, and you will get an email confirmation that you are registered. Scott and I really look forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday. Dress your best. You're going to be on video.
Woo-hoo!
All right, how about we go to John in Boca. How are you, John?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Okay. How can we help?
Well, I got a question for you. Given that elections were just recently held and all were above board, but now an incident has occurred where the membership would like to remove the board member that was just elected. Now, according to our bylaws, it says a director may be recalled or removed from office with or without cause pursuant to provision of Section 718.112.2G. What exactly is that?
The bottom line is the only way that the election has occurred and the community is kind of upset about the person who they put into office at this point, the only way they can get that person out now is by doing a recall. That's the recall provisions of the statutes. What is a recall? I'm going to dummy it down if I can. Let's say you have a 100-unit community. You need 51 of those of the homes in that community to sign a recall ballot recalling and removing that one particular board member. And if you get those 51 ballots, you serve it on the board of directors, much like you would do the filing of a lawsuit. And the board has 5 days to act and make a determination as to whether or not that recall was done properly. Oftentimes, it's not done properly because on those 51 votes, some are signed by, instead of the unit owners who have the right to vote, they're signed by tenants who don't have a right to vote. Some are signed by people who had their voting rights suspended. Sometimes the person who prepares the ballots pre-marks them and checks the recall box when everybody must vote their own specific ballot. So there's a lot of ways and a lot of reasons why a board would choose not to certify that recall. And if the board doesn't certify that recall, then within 5 days of that meeting, they have to actually file an arbitration action in Tallahassee. And the case winds up getting assigned to an arbitrator, and the arbitrator will decide whether or not the unit owners did it correctly and whether or not that board member now has to be removed. But that is the process that unit owners must go through once they put somebody on the board and have some second thoughts about that. Okay? Now, the window to do that, just to tell you also, it's important. There's some changes in the law over the last few years, and there's a very narrow window to do that. You can't do it for the first 60 days following that election, and you can't do it when there's 60 days or less coming to the next election. So you have kind of like an 8-month window. And I can tell you, I drastically oversimplified the process just now. It's a lot harder than that. A lot of times people will come up to me and say, hey, look, I just worked in my 400-unit community. I got 202 votes. I got a majority. I worked 3 months on it. Eric, tell me, did I do it correctly? And they walk in and I say, no, you did it incorrectly. But I just wasted 3 months of my life? Yes, I did. Good luck. Start again next time. Ask a lawyer. Okay? So, John, be careful.
Okay, thanks.
All right, John. Let's do this before we take our break. Let's go to Mary from Orlando, who apparently has a wacky election story. Let's hear it, Mary.
Yeah, we had an annual meeting, and they were sort of forced to do it by the state senator in the Department of Revenue.
Yes.
We didn't have a board. So now we have a board, but the board was elected because five of these people got together, and they appointed each other. Like, you're going to be the president, and you be the treasurer, and you be the vice president. That sounds good.
Without having an election first of the community to have them put on as directors?
Nobody showed up.
And this is
They didn't send out ballots or anything, mind you. They just posted it on the dumpster board.
Is this a dumpster? That might be where the election process needs to be thrown, into the dumpster. But is this in a condo or an HOA? Condo
HOA.
HOA. Well, you know what? There's almost no rules and regulations governing that anyway.
There aren't any.
Right.
And nobody is even I'm the only one that screams, and I'm the troublemaker. That's what they've named me, the troublemaker.
Hey, troublemaker, are you going to be at our event in Orlando on Wednesday?
I'm going to try, but it's awful early, 8 o'clock in the morning.
I agree.
If me and Scott can be there, then we expect our listeners to be there.
Scott doesn't have to be there at 8 o'clock, though.
Mary, I hope you show up.
None of these people are certified, and I don't think they've ever read the bylaws or the declaration.
But they may be certifiable, but that's a whole separate issue. Let's do this.
They're certifiable. The Department of Revenue said if they don't get their act together, they're going to come in and appoint a receiver, and that was the only thing that got their attention.
Mary, I want to see you Wednesday. I want you there. I'm hoping to see you, okay? Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Mike from Boca and Bill from West Palm Beach, we see you there. Also taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
It's Joyce Kaufman, and I'm live and local every weekday from noon to 3, right after Herman Cain, only on South Florida's 850 WFTL.
Uh-oh. Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, ELCONelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're in our second half hour. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We're talking about condo and HOA elections. The number to call, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right, Mike from Boca has been holding a while. Thanks for holding, Mike.
Thank you. I live in a condo that hasn't had an election in over 2 years. And they're claiming impossibility as
right.
their defense.
Yeah.
It's already up in Tallahassee and so on.
Yeah, you know why a lot of why a lot of condos claim impossibility? Meaning it doesn't matter, we're gonna go through the motions for nothing, nobody's gonna run. It's typically because there's someone on the board who simply wants to hold on to power and doesn't
exactly.
even want to give anybody the opportunity to even challenge them. So,
exactly.
You know, right.
What they're doing is they're terrorizing all the people that oppose them.
Right.
And as long as they stay in power, they can continue to do this with the help of their attorney.
Right. Well, bottom line is it's clear if a complaint was filed with the DBPR or if an arbitration
yeah.
proceeding was in fact filed. And you know, in that type of situation, maybe a unit owner wants to step up and actually file an arbitration situation, an arbitration complaint. Why? Because in the end, not only is the condominium going to be ordered to actually have a new election, but they're going to also be required to reimburse that unit owner their prevailing party attorney's fees and costs. So, you know, this association is going to be hitting the pocketbook, and maybe, and then going forward, they may learn a lesson. So, So someone may want to come forward and think about that.
Okay, can I ask you another question?
Of course.
Not necessarily directed right to election, but it ties into this because they're terrorizing people. A friend of mine has a unit that he's trying to rent, but he opposes them, and they turn down the tenant. What is the requirement or non-requirement of them to give a reason to either the tenant or the landlord as to why the tenant is denied, other than we know the reason, that they're just doing this to terrorize the landlord.
Right. Well, that question touches on so many other things. Number one, Palm Beach County now has an ordinance that requires the association to let that tenant know in writing the exact reasons why they were turned down. So I'd love to see what that letter to the tenant says. And bottom line is, we don't even know if in the governing documents the association has the right to screen and reject to begin with. Oftentimes associations think they do, and oftentimes they don't. But I'd certainly want to get my hands on the letter that's sent, that's required, make it clear, that's required to be sent to that tenant as to why they were turned down to move into that community. So,
do you know what that ordinance is?
Yeah, it's a new Palm Beach County ordinance. I certainly don't know the number off the top of my head, but it was put into effect in Palm Beach County within the last year, I would say. And again, it requires the association to now come up with a reason. They have to give the tenant a reason as to why that tenant is not good enough to live in your community. And if they don't do that, again, they can wind up in trouble with I think it's HUD who can actually issue violations against the association. So that letter that's sent to the tenant, it's also an official record of the condominium association. So, yes, you should be able to get your hands on it.
So the landlord should be able to, I guess if the tenant shares it with the landlord.
Regardless of whether or not the tenant shares it with the landlord, that letter from the association to that tenant who was turned down, that's an official record of the association, and anybody in the community should be able to see it. Okay? But, Mike, if you have any questions, just give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CHRIS. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Margo in Miami.
Hi, Eric.
How are you?
We had our annual meeting in November, and we had two items to vote on. One was an amendment to all of our documents, and that was the right to not to deny a renter or buyer. And I already called you about that.
Yes.
And it did pass. But the second thing that we voted on, of course, was our annual election. And although our board voted for the amendment to our documents, they did not vote in the election. What do you think the implications of that are?
Wait. Say that again. Who didn't vote in the election? I lost you.
The board of directors did not cast a vote in the election.
The individual members of the board didn't vote for themselves when they were running for re-election? Is that what you're telling me?
Right. They didn't vote for anybody. They absolutely did not cast a vote.
Okay. I guess that's kind of strange if they're running for re-election not to vote for yourself. Maybe they took that position because they said, let's see, if the community wants us back in, then we'll come back in. If they don't want us back in, then we'll step down. We won't push the subject. I don't know. I have no idea why they would take that position. I guess we got to ask them.
Wouldn't it be because they were kind of controlling the fact whether we reached a 20% minimum?
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay. And sometimes this does happen, too. I get it. And now I get what you're saying. If it's close as to whether or not there's going to be that minimum 20% vote that's required to have a valid election, then yes, the members of the board may get together and say to themselves, make sure none of us cast a vote so that we don't go over the 20%. And by not going over the 20%, there is no election, and we automatically roll over for another year. That's possible.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. Nothing illegal about that either, by the way.
That's what I'm wondering, because I was wondering whether to, file a complaint.
No, absolutely nothing illegal about it. You can't force people to vote in the election. And if their strategy, and there's no reason why you can't even have election strategy.
Like only like in places like Iraq, they forced people to vote. That's how Saddam Hussein always got like 99% of the vote. You know?
Right, exactly. You can't force people to vote. That's exactly right. But that's often tough. Hey, you know, the same strategy.
They didn't open the voting envelopes either.
Because they didn't have 20%. That's correct. There's no reason to. But,
but sometimes you can put two votes in an envelope if you have more than one unit.
Potentially. And I don't know if that would have got them there, but that's true. But the same thing sometimes happens in an HOA where board members, in order to have an election in HOA, you need that quorum of unit owners in attendance. And sometimes board members will say, you know what, let's not participate so that you can't get to the 30% quorum. And therefore, we get to roll over for another year. So these are election strategies, nothing in and of themselves illegal, though, Margo. Okay, but thank you for the call. Susan from Boca, we see you on the line. We have to take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
The finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243, affinitymanagementservices.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balconies
balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing. Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700. Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10-year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to pdpaintinginc.com. Again, that's pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Taking your phone calls for the final few minutes, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right, I see we have Susan in Boca on the line. How are you, Susan?
Hi. I'm the renter of a condo in Boca, and everything is in disrepair. I just gave him a raise in rent, and the landlord refuses to repair anything in the condo.
Okay.
There's no on the window. There's no level lines. They fell off. He won't replace them. Anybody can look in from the backyard. You know, a whole bunch of things.
Okay. A couple of ways those types of issues are addressed. One, there's a Florida landlord-tenant statute, and this is a good topic for those, even though it's basically a landlord-tenant issue, yeah. Still a lot of our listeners actually own units and rent them out as well. So from that perspective, you need to listen in if you're actually renting out your units. You have two responsibilities as a landlord. One, you have a duty under the Florida residential statute to provide certain like minimum standards when it comes to renting out your unit. Now, I think one of them actually says screens. All the windows need to be screened. And in your situation, it doesn't look like they are. So technically, the landlord, just for that one minor reason alone, may be in violation of the statute. And then, of course, you have to look at the contract, the written contract that you have between the landlord and the tenant, because the written contract itself should outline all of the responsibilities of the landlord and the tenant, by the way. The tenant has a responsibility, too, to upkeep the unit. And that's also outlined typically in your lease. Now, let's say your landlord is not living up to the conditions of the lease. And, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe under, I think it's Florida Statute 83, you can give your landlord what's called a 7-day notice of your right to withhold rent.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and the landlord gets this letter, and it's sent by certified mail. Return receipt requested, and the landlord has, again, 7 days to start making certain repairs to the premises, and if they don't, you can start withholding rent from the landlord. that type of letter from the tenant to the landlord usually gets a response from the landlord because the landlord starts sweating about the possibility of not getting his or her rent. So that might be the path that you want to take.
Okay, and what is that called?
Florida Landlord Tenant Act.
Yeah, got to look at the Florida Landlord Tenant Act, and I believe it's the 7-day letter. I think it's Florida statute. Is it 83? Florida statute 83. And the landlord tenant
like
residential section. Okay. There's a commercial section as well. But again, the scare to every landlord is, is she saying she's not going to pay me the rent? And without giving that 7-day letter, if you were to withhold the rent, then you're facing the possibility of an eviction. And if you get sued for an eviction, not only will you be kicked out, but because you didn't give the right notices, you're probably going to be responsible for the landlord's court costs and attorney's fees. So you got to make sure you know what you're doing.
Okay, thank you for the info.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Okay, you know what? Kind of crazy to start a new topic. So what do we got left? Big football day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big football day.
We got last night's game was crazy. Cannot figure out why Flacco went for it all with about a minute to go in the
and
game.
And then threw an interception.
And then threw an interception. Our Baltimore had New England on the ropes.
Yeah.
And Jet fans were certainly rooting for the Ravens to pull it out, but that did not happen. So
hey, you see, it looks like Rex Ryan's going to be the Bills' new head coach.
Is that it? Rex Ryan is going to go to another team in New York State. And I got to tell you, I don't think he's bringing a Super Bowl to them either.
No, they're going to destroy the Jets next year. They had the best defense in the league
this
year.
Who's going to be their quarterback, though?
Well, they have the guy from Florida State from a few years ago.
Kyle
Orton.
Didn't Winston from FSU enter the draft?
Yeah, he'll go to the Jets. He's not going to the Bills.
He's not
Bills' record was too good.
No, but can he wind up at the Jets? Do I have any hope of as a Jet fan of getting a quarterback?
We know what the Jets are going to do. The Jets are going to trade some draft picks for RG3.
Who will be injured and probably never play a game, but that's the Jets. Okay, really looking forward again to seeing everybody this coming Wednesday. Please be there bright and early. There's going to be hundreds of people actually registering, fighting for seats, believe me, and fighting for food. So get there bright and early. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to do the radio show live in front of a studio audience. It's going to be broadcast on video as well on 850's website. So it's this coming Wednesday, 11:30 in the morning. Go to www.850.wftl.com. And the way I understand it, there's going to be a little button to press there, and you will get a live video and audio feed showing
cool.
you everything that we're doing up there in Central Florida. We really look forward to seeing everybody. Have a great week, and we'll see you live on the air on Wednesday this time. Take care.